98 FM.
I think we've talked about Selena Gomez and Benny Blanco a lot on this show. They are engaged to be married. And I also think that a big part of Irish weddings, Selena and Benny are actually skipping, and that is the first dance.
Oh.
So they're not doing it, and apparently it's because Selena is too shy for a first dance with Benny.
Sorry?
I kind of get it though. They're a bit awkward. Now, I've never done one, but even looking at one, I'm a bit like, oh.
Yeah, there's those.
There's a lot of eyes on you.
It is an awkward moment. Yeah. It definitely is an awkward moment.
It's also though because she's planning to share the special moment actually with her grandfather, because when Selena's mom got married, she eloped in Vegas. So he never got
the
chance of a first dance with his daughter. Okay. So he'll get it with his granddaughter now. So I actually get that. I think that's kind of sweet. But it got us thinking about first dances, and I suppose the most popular ones, because there are some that are used a little bit more than others. There is a list that has been made of the most popular first dance songs. To no surprise, this is on the list. Listening to our favorite song. Ed Sheeran had to be on it, right?
I feel so basic, but this is the song I used to propose to Eddie. I'm such a basic.
So basic.
Oh my goodness. Joking.
It is a very sweet song. And there's, you know, cute messaging in it and stuff like that as well. It is definitely, I would say, number one most popular. Also making the list, though, is this from Michael Bublé. And in this crazy, which I love.
Oh, you would.
Crazy.
Oh God, here she goes again.
Sometimes it's you, it's you. I love a bit of Bublé.
Do you? Yeah, I like it at Christmas. Yeah. It's kind of like turkey. I want it at Christmas, but not for the rest of the year.
What about this, though? Wise men
say, ah, a bit of Elvis.
Cute. Only fools
run. You can't beat the OGs.
And you need a slow song. You want a slow first dance.
Okay.
Do you?
I'll counteract that.
Okay, well, Paul, you are married. What was yours?
Mine was a recorded version by the man himself, Gavin James, recorded my favourite song. I'm a big Etta James fan, so Gav had a version of this for me, which was the most...
Is this going to make you cry now?
Yeah, it kind of is.
That is gorgeous.
Now, we didn't do a first dance, but it was our walk-in to our ceremony. And yeah, oh God, it's bringing me back now. I'm married a year next week. God, I actually could cry.
So cute.
Yeah, so we didn't do first dances or anything like that.
Is there a reason why you opted out?
I will agree, for the first time in my life with Selena Gomez, I just find it a little bit aux. I'm a bit like, oh God, like just standing there dancing. I feel like I'm, you know, in like primary school and I'm doing a play or something like that. It's just so weird.
You
are not married, but if you and Sean were to get married, what would your song be?
See, I have two in my head, right? And obviously it has to be a mutual decision, but I think he would agree with me in picking either this. It's from The Karate Kid. The Karate Kid from 84 is my favourite movie of all time.
And I can imagine somebody would have a Kerry flag in the background waving it.
That song is called Glory of Love. Either that one or else I would go for, to no surprise, this. Today this could be. Also, love Take That.
You're like, do you know what? You're like an X Factor exit package. That's exactly what you are, Leona.
Sorry,
let's take a look at your best bits.
I love it. Now, you've choreographed some first dances as well. So what are people picking with those?
I have. I'm a choreographer by trade. Well, one trade. And some people, one couple chose this.
Stop.
Swear down. It's 25 years releases today. And they were so clever, because what they did was they had an orchestral version first. And you could see the whole room was just like, what? I know this, but I just can't think.
Yeah.
And next of all you could hear was tss, 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 was that beat.
Oh my God, I love
that. When I tell you, the Castleknock Hotel in Blanchardstown lifted off the roof. I have never seen anything like it. And then there was two gentlemen who wanted to get married and they wanted to do things a little bit differently. Mm-hmm. And they took to the floor and everyone was like, please, you know, be respectful. And then this kicked in.
I'm obsessed.
Like, I mean, they set it up like they were about to like dance to Ed Sheeran Perfect. And all of a sudden I had them doing the full choreography to Lady Marmalade.
That is the most iconic thing I've ever heard in my life.
Best time of my life. I don't like weddings that much, but I went to both of those and had an absolute ball.
Oh, I love it.
Brian Dowling and Suzanne Cain on 98 FM.
We were talking earlier on about first dances and what we would choose and what you might be choosing. Well, listen, it got you a text and you've been texting us in on 0877 98 98 98, which is some of your options of what your first dance was.
Yes, Marie's been in touch and she said that this would be hers. Rita Ora and Liam Payne.
And
that
imagine
is a banger.
Imagine an orchestral version of that.
That would be gorgeous.
That would be beautiful.
Oh, stunning. I'm surprised in the list that we had called out that this man wasn't included. Love tonight. Ryan said that that was his. Bit of Elton John. Cannot go wrong. We also have a WhatsApp in from James, who said that this was his first dance song.
Cause all of me loves all of you.
Now, John Legend, gotta go.
Right. I love it, but I would have loved it years ago. Hopefully it was years ago, but if you did that now, I'd be like, stop that. Stop that, you.
He does give another one, though, as well, to say that this is a fair selection.
And I say yes.
Oh, banger.
Yeah, love it.
Oh, banger. Bit of Eric Clapton.
Yes.
Ah, yes.
I love all of these.
Absolutely.
It's fair for thought.
100%.
Brian Dowling and Suzanne Cain. Turn us up weekday mornings from 10. 98 FM.